The meeting is being called to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Here.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore. Trustee Leland Strom.
Yes, here.
Trustee Eric Watzowitz.
I think I'm here. I'm not a yes, I'm a here.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Here.
Mr. Perry, will you please confirm that the appropriate notice of the meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you, thank you. At this time, may I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed? Can I get a motion?
So made. Strom.
Second, Barsima.
Very good. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Hold on, let me pull my little papers out here. All right. Now may I have a motion to amend that motion in order to approve a consent agenda as follows. Action items 7B, 7C, and 7G. Can I get a motion?
So moved, Athus.
Is there a second?
Second, Watzowitz.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on December 7th, 2023?
So moved, Herrero.
Thank you.
Second, Watzowitz.
Thank you. Again, any discussion, folks? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Motion carries. I want to welcome the University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Benjamin Creed, Brad Kripe, Larissa Garcia, Natasha Johnson, Karen Wedeby. Do any of you have any comments?
Not today.
Oh, thank you. This is an opportunity for me to have a couple little comments. First of all, thank you for welcoming me here today. This is my first opportunity to be chair of the board, and I appreciate that great deal. Some of you might be saying, I wonder what kind of leadership he's going to provide. Well, let me tell you, I know that I have some big shoes to fill. I'm not only coming after an Eric Watzowitz, but after a Dennis Barsima as well. So those are two individuals that I respect a great deal. Your leadership was great. I only hope that I'm able to fill those shoes.
You will.
The other thing is,
and if you don't.
And if I don't, I'm out. I get it. The other thing I'd like to say, too, is that in terms of leadership, the things that I would like to see coming before the board really should be student-centered. I love the opportunity to have our students come in to give presentations. I think most of you know that I'm on the building of student leadership and student leaders. Heck, if it wasn't for someone taking that opportunity with me some 30, 40 years ago, I don't even want to put the number on it, I probably wouldn't be sitting in this seat today. The experience I had at this campus when I was a young person growing in student government and other student leadership positions was invaluable, and I'm hoping that that's something that we can continue on. So with that said, I've mentioned earlier that our committee positions will remain the same, but for what's happening with the academic, yes. So with that said, let's proceed ahead. We recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have no public comment.
Okay. We will now move to the President's Report, number 174. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
The following items have been moved to consent agenda. Agenda item 7B, fiscal year 2025 room and board pricing recommendation. Agenda item 7C, fiscal year 2025 undergraduate tuition pricing recommendation. Agenda item 7G, lease for residence hall appliance units.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda as read by President Freeman?
So made, Strom.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Athus.
Thank you, thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries.
I'll now continue the President's report with the items to be considered individually. Given that these were heard within the last hour or so, for the most part, I won't go into great detail. Agenda item 7A is the recommendation for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2023-24 for Dr. Kangier, the professor of history, to lead our Burma Studies Center. The recommendation from Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel is that the Board of Trustees approve this request for faculty tenure and promotion.
Folks, may I have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Wazowitz.
Any discussion? And again, these items have been addressed earlier today, so hearing no discussion, Ms. Doyle, will you please provide a roll call?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes, but we're going to go back to Trustee Moore.
Trustee Tim Moore?
Abstain.
I know that's a catchy one.
Thank you. Thank you. President Freeman?
Yes. Agenda item 7D is the fiscal year 2025 graduate in law tuition pricing recommendation. As you may remember, the university was recommending a 0% increase in base and differential tuition for graduate in law students. The recommendation being forwarded from the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee is for Board of Trustees approval.
Thank you. Thank you. And folks, earlier on, I told you that I was abstaining from a number of these things. It wasn't because I'm making money on a contract. It's because I have a daughter in the law school. Okay, so due to that conflict with this agenda item, I will be abstaining from voting. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barsima.
Second, Herrero.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other discussion on the matter? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries.
Agenda item 7E, fiscal year 2025 undergraduate, graduate, and law student fee pricing recommendation. As you may remember, Dr. Middlemiss went through in great detail the fees that were increasing very modestly for the coming year. The recommendation being forwarded from Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committees for Board of Trustees approval of the request for the undergraduate, graduate, and law student fee pricing recommendation.
Thank you. Before I continue on, I want to make sure that the record reflected on the last item that I did abstain.
To clarify the vote, why don't you do a roll call vote?
Yeah.
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Abstain. Item 7A?
So I assume that was the vote for 7D?
7D.
I had already read 7E, so why don't we go ahead and vote on 7E?
Let's go. And let me again preface that I, due to a conflict with this item, I will have to abstain from voting on this matter, and we will do a roll call. So with that said, I did get a motion. Did I get a second on this?
I'll reiterate the recommendation. The Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustee approval of the request for the FY25 undergraduate, graduate, and law student fee pricing recommendation.
Thank you. Now, can I get a motion?
So moved. Wazowitz?
Second.
Second. Barsima.
Any discussion on the matter? Hearing none, all in favor? No. Roll call vote.
There you go.
This is a roll call vote on 7E, right?
Right. This is a roll call vote on 7E.
On 7E.
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Abstain.
And item 7F is, again, an item that will require a roll call vote. It is the fiscal year 2025 student health insurance. The recommendation from Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee is for Board of Trustees approval of the request as outlined in the item and described earlier today.
Again, I'll be abstaining on this matter because of a conflict, but I may have a motion to approve.
moved it. Second, Anthus.
Any discussion on the matter? All in?
Roll call.
I tell you, it's a knee-jerk with me. Forgive me. Can I get a roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Anthus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
I'm going to abstain one more time. All right.
That concludes the university report.
Thank you very much. Are there any other matters requiring attention of the board today here? Hearing none, the next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is March 21st, 2024 at 8:30 a.m. Folks, the board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes, matters as generally described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Section 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters as generally described under Section 2C5 and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Student disciplinary cases matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under Sections 2C1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Can I get a motion to that effect? Is there any discussion? And I believe I need a roll call vote to close this meeting.
Trustee Rita Anthus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes. The public meeting is now closed.